Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. Go check that out on YouTube. And joining me is a hilarious and wonderful man. His name is Ronnie Karam, and he's from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hi. Hi, Ben.
How are you doing today?
Just great.
Recovered
great.
From our trip
Mondays. To... Yay, yeah. Mondays.
Yay, Mondays. We had a very rigorous past few days. We were in Kansas and Omaha, and we had to wake up at like 4:45 in the morning and go to the Omaha airfield very early in the morning. So I'm hoping I'm fully recovered, but I guess we'll find out as we recap, huh?
Yeah, I'm recovered. I mean, what are you gonna do? Yeah, so this is the best way to have a Monday for sure.
Yeah, and the good news is we are really not traveling for a while. We have a show on March 19th in Salt Lake City, Utah, which will be super fun. I mean, home of the new Bravo franchise. So come go get tickets for that. That's March 19th, Salt Lake City at the Metro Music Hall. And then at the beginning of April, we have Orlando and Charleston. Charleston, we're recapping Real Housewives of New York. So the premiere, which will be amazing. And Orlando's Orlando. So it's going to be really, really fun. But for now, we are going to be chilling out here at the home base, doing what we do best, just recapping. And we're going to be, by the way, for tickets, go to watchcrappins.com. And yeah, we're just going to get right back into it today with some Real Housewives of Atlanta. What say you, Ron? Are you ready to do this?
Atlanta, I sure am.
Good.
Let's do it.
Well, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. So last time we saw Real Housewives of Atlanta, last week, Eva was going into labor. The baby was going to be born that night, according to Cynthia. And, you know, all hell was breaking loose. And now this episode opens up with Eva hanging around at home eating ice chips. I was like, what happened? What happened to that baby?
Yeah, I'm not sure. So I guess that was a false alarm. And so now, I don't know. Apparently, if you have a false alarm, you're only allowed to eat ice after. I'm sure it's something I just don't understand, you know. But well, that's a very cold baby. It's like, geez. Keep the baby in, you know, eat some ice.
I anticipated that we would probably look like idiots if we started surmising why she was eating ice. So I actually, when I was watching, I told Dom, I was like, hey, can you look up why she's eating ice? Is that a thing for pregnant ladies do? And he looked it up. And eating ice keeps you hydrated, but also because it's not as much fluid, it keeps the nausea away and stuff like that. So that was what that was all about.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
How about some ice cream? Okay. It's very uncomfortable watching people eat ice because as a child with a weight problem, guess what? My mom wanted to serve me for breakfast. Ice.
Okay? Ice. Ooh. Yes. I hate eating ice. I find that like ice is a really annoying thing to bite. It doesn't have a nice ice. It doesn't have a nice texture when you bite into it. You know, when you bite into something that's crispy, it can be really fun. And everything like crinkles and it's like flaky and it's like. But with ice, it's just like, fine, I'll break.
Yeah, like, and it's also something that when you're growing up, they say like if you chew ice, it means you're sexually frustrated, which was always hilarious to hear in the fifth grade. Like, aren't we all? And it's also a place where Joe Giudice might be stuck in a shoe. So, you know, turns out ice just really isn't that fun. So thanks for tuning in. This was our terrible review of ice. Be sure to like and subscribe.
Ice gets 2 stars out of 5. Watch what happens. Did you mean to make this ice so annoying to eat?
Ice is stupid. Thanks for listening, everybody.
No one hates ice more than Gail, but then again, she barely even knows what it is. Bless her heart.
Now, all that aside, you know, I'm really glad Eva's okay because she seems like a really nice girl and stuff. But guess what? Don't want to watch you on your couch calling your kids. I don't care, Eva. How about next week you show up to work not pregnant? Okay? I mean, next year, not next week. Next week, still next be week. Pregnant because you need to keep that baby inside of you. But next year, I mean, next season.
Yeah, she basically, Dr. Jackie put her on modified bed rest so that way she doesn't have another preterm labor, or basically so that way she doesn't give birth too early. So she's just sitting on the bed eating ice. And in my mind, I was like, okay, so this is basically to explain why we won't be seeing Eva the rest of the episode. Cut to, like, hey, we're going skydiving. She's like, I'll do it. I'll do it. This is the worst bed rest I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I know. But Eva does show up to work. Nene.
She does.
Okay, that's called someone who comes to work. Nene.
Yep. So then we go over to Cynthia, who has got her elbows down on the kitchen island, her best friend. And she's reading the Mike's book proposal for open mic. Because, God forbid, we now go through an episode without this stupid book being promoted by Cynthia.
Yeah, hey, just started dating a guy, seems really into me, got a book deal, and now we're getting married. This all sounds great, Cynthia. It doesn't sound shady at all. Have fun with that. Yeah. Open mic, yeah. A synopsis. There were some exploits and stupid decisions I made as a kid that could have led to serious trouble, including prison. And he comes in, he's like, what's up, babe? Wash the car, anything else? And she's like, would you like to talk about how you're never going to cheat on me? That would be great.
Yeah, I actually paused and I read through as much of it as I could. And pretty much all the synopsis was like, yeah, so it's the story of how I cheated on women, and then I cheated on more women. And I had a friend who died accidentally, and then I cheated on more women. And then my stepfather, who raised me, was also a hitman and spent the last 9 years of his life in prison for hiring someone to kill his wife. So there was that. And then I cheated on someone some more. I'm like, great, great, great memoir. Great. Into it.
Into it.
Just call it Red Flag. Red Flag, the book.
Red Flag, yeah. It's catchier than open mic, okay? Open mic is just an instant turn off. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No one likes an open mic.
So she's like, well, you know, I'm reading your book, and people are going to probably focus on the salacious parts, girl. Like, the cheating. He's like, well, I did what I did, okay? It's not like I'm glamorizing it. I'm like, I think you kind of are glamorizing it. I think by writing a book, I think this book should be called I May Be Old Now, But I've Gotten a Lot of Ass in My Life, okay?
Yeah.
So thanks.
I think, you know how you know what's a good way to glamorize something? To write a book and earn money off of it. That's called glamorizing your affairs.
Yeah.
I mean, you might as well just, like, dress your affairs up in a glittery dress, okay? Because it is pretty glamorous at this point.
Thank you. I'm glad we agree on that. Because I was like, yeah, you're like literally glamorizing it.
Writing a book.
Yeah.
You're writing a book.
You're like hot literally glue gun, no one... You're hot glue gunning jewels onto that fucking denim coat. And you're wearing it out.
You have bedazzled. You've bedazzled. I had an affair on the back of your denim.
Yeah.
And you're going out to country line dancing.
And she's like, well, I know, I know of people who had everything and they still cheated. And he's like, yep. I did that a few times.
Yeah.
I did it, and I did it hotly. Thank you. She's like, but
yes.
I need to know that you're going to start this faithful journey with me. I need to know you're ready. And he goes, well, listen, if I mess this up, then that is entirely on me.
What does that mean?
No, it's not entirely on you, okay? That's a problem that you're even saying that it's entirely on you. It's not entirely on you. There's somebody else in here in this relationship, okay? And they don't get proceeds from your fucking book.
Yeah, but also, like, that should not give anyone any confidence. How do I know that you're ready to go on this faithful journey with me? How about an answer like, all this stuff had happened 15 years ago. I've gotten older and wiser. I realize that this is, you know, that's immaturity speaking. I've done a lot of work on myself. I've gone to counseling. I've learned what real commitment is. But don't tell me, well, if I mess up, that's on me. Like, that does not give me any assurances that it won't happen. That just means that you will somehow take credit for it. And you're acting like that's a big accomplishment, but you just wrote a whole book about taking credit for your affairs. So why is this supposed to make me feel any better? Am I going to be another chapter in your history book, to quote Paula Abdul?
Yeah, and so she doesn't buy it either. So there's a really long pause and the tea kettle starts steaming. Which is basically Candy laughing on the stove. And Mike is like, oh.
The tea kettle calling to be rescued out of this awful house.
Yeah. And Mike's like, oh, I thought that was my temperature going up. I thought I was about to steam. And I'm like, you're not really in any place, sir. So why don't you just sit there and take your lumps? I don't care if it's some random lady coming up to you on the street every day for the rest of your life calling you a low down, dirty pig. Okay? You deserve it.
Yeah.
So just sit there and take it.
And Cynthia tells us, I'm not judging Mike. I might be judging some of his actions and some of his choices, but if Mike cheats on me, I would be devastated, honestly. Like, well, first, prepare to get devastated. Second of all, you're allowed to judge him. He cheated. You can judge someone who cheated. That's okay. He literally wrote a book about it that's going to be critiqued by people whose job it is to do that. Like, he has invited judgment. It's okay. Yeah. And you will be devastated.
And also, that is what judging people is. It's judging their action. It's called the court system. Okay.
So. I know. How do you say you're not judging him, but you're judging his action?
Like, well, I guess there is a difference. But guilty.
I guess there is a difference. Like, you can still feel like someone is good but did something bad, as opposed to saying they're bad because they did those things. There is a little bit of a difference, but I'm just saying, like, it's okay to judge someone if they've cheated. I think it's really okay.
Well, I think it's going to be fun to judge Cynthia once this guy cheats on her because she's an idiot. Okay. You're an idiot. Yeah. Tried to warn you, but I don't know you in real life. So unfortunately, I'm just warning a really big TV that I got on sale. Okay. I'm warning.
There was just a honk outside. I don't know if you heard it, but if that has ever been a sign that Cynthia has to stop, I mean, literally someone on the street just honked their horn like, stop, Cynthia. I'm trying to get through. I'm going to honk my horn and try to get onto this podcast to tell you, Cynthia, stop what you were doing. You endanger girl.
And then he does another red flaggy thing, which people do, where he says, listen, I'm just saying, you're not perfect and I'm not perfect. Yeah. I'm not perfect. Oh, good.
Yeah. I don't like that. You know, you're right. You are not perfect. Because she's saying that she's like, you know what? I don't cheat. That's just not something I don't do. I don't cheat. And he's like, well, doesn't mean you won't cheat. And she's like, don't do that. Don't do that. And he's like, well, you're not perfect. I don't like that because it's like a deflection away from him. If she has never cheated and she doesn't cheat and she's 52 and she has a track record of not cheating, I think that's okay.
Anyone who says in general, I'm not perfect, is going to cheat on you. Period. Yeah. That's like a person who doesn't take responsibility. Well, I'm not perfect. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? You know where you can go back that's acceptable? Like Bible study or something. Or like a confessional where you're confessing to things. But he also brings up, he's like, well, that's not fair because you have faults, but I can't bring those to your attention because you didn't write a book about them. And now I have a book, so you have all these faults that you can bring to my attention. Yeah, it's why you don't confess, okay? It's why you wait for your lawyer to show up. What do you want from me? You're the idiot who confessed.
Also, she's been on reality TV for like 8 years, okay? So she didn't write a book, yeah, but she's like been on display for eight years. So yeah, you can bring those up. And you just haven't been able to find anything beyond the fact that she loves her kitchen island and she didn't have the common sense to stay with Leon, the first man in her life that we all love so dearly.
Yeah. So then
she went to Peter. That's the big flaw.
And she was friends with Nini for all those years, so.
Yeah. So then she's like, so then Cynthia starts doing this whole thing. This is Cynthia's new thing. She's like, the problem is we don't know how to argue. We just don't know how to argue. I'm like, okay. So she's like, this is how you argue. And she storms out, you know, and then she comes back and she goes, I'm a stare. That's what I do. I'm like, yeah, we know. We saw how you treated Nini last week. You caved immediately.
Yeah. I will chase you to a parking lot. Dang it. Yeah. And hold your face gently. So they're going to go see a counselor or something. And I just have to point out, you know, I know we've been harping on Chahil a lot, but he has a really mean, mad face when he's mad. I don't like him. Okay, so Candy is now sitting there eating a biscuit just happily as can be. Now, this is all I need in a scene. I just need Candy to sit there and eat a biscuit, okay?
And check texts. Yeah. I'm happy with that. Because she was just enjoying that biscuit. Her eyes were getting big and then small and then big. It's great.
So she is having a kickball event. And everybody's texting whether they can come. Tandy's out of town. Nini's like, sorry, I don't have 7 minutes to spare. Which is kind of funny when we find out why she's saying that. And then Marlo's like, girl, I just saw this.
Ugh. And Tanya's like, OMG, I wish I were in town. Sad face. Oh.
So Marlo calls and she's like, hello, Candy M's.
Yeah. Candy's like, please don't be 3 hours late, Marlo.
She's like, I'll be no more than 30 minutes late. I'll bring my Bible. Yeah. So then Kenya is with her closet friend, Shay.
Oh, it's her cousin.
Oh, her closet cousin, Shay, in the closet. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, I thought you were saying Shay was closeted. I was like, wow.
Ronnie's coming for Shay. Kenya just likes doing a lot of scenes in her closet.
Oh, okay.
Second only to Heavenly from Married to Medicine, who did every single scene this year at home in her closet.
That's true. So, yeah, Kenya's with Shay, and they FaceTime with Candy because they start talking about kickball, because there's two events happening this episode. There's kickball, and then there's also three events, really. There's kickball, there's a couples night, and then there's also this, like, fundraiser thing, charity thing that will be happening. So it's sometimes hard to keep track of which event we're supposed to be caring about at any given moment. But I think right now they're talking about kickball.
They're right? talking about kickball because Kenya is going to have every event in every episode, so she cannot invite Nene to things.
Like, yeah.
Kenya knows how to be a controlling housewife, okay? She's learned.
Yeah.
So first is kickball, and Candy's like, well, Nene didn't want to come because she heard it was your event, because they're throwing it together. And Candy's like, well, I said it was my event, but she said, you know, you came in for hers for 7 minutes and left, so she's not going to come.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I was taking a coffee sip.
And Kenya's like, well, she is lucky. I graced that place with my presence. I don't like that girl. She's a horrible person. And Candy's like, please cover up your nipples because they're as big as a baby fest. So
yeah,
that would be great.
So then we go over to Nene. Nene's at home trying to light candles. She's wearing like a Kim Zolciak wig. It was like Kim Zolciak meets, I don't know, like Legolas or... I don't know what it was, but I was just like, it was too close to Kim Zolciak for me to feel comfortable with it.
And Nene's that kind of person who's yelling at her husband for everything, even lighters that won't turn on, you know? So he has to come in and help her with the lighter. And she's like, you know, I was just so stressed about that leopard party. I mean, so stressed. What were you stressed about? You had it at some Mexican food restaurant. You showed up 4 hours late. You didn't have to do shit. Okay, you didn't even put on the clothes you were supposed to put on, and you were the one who made the rule.
Yeah, there was literally nothing stressful about that. Literally nothing. And the fact that you are still stressed out like a day later and having trouble lighting candles as a result really says more about you than it does the leopard party.
Yeah, and she's like, that was kind of, you know, it was just weird. I didn't like it. You know, Eva had contractions during it. And then everybody's telling me Portia's not going to come. But then she did come. And at least she stayed, you know, because Kenya came for 7 minutes. You know, I've extended multiple olive branches to Kenya. Who stays for 7 minutes? 7 minutes you weren't there because you were 4 hours late.
Yeah. Like, listen, like, little as usual, everything Nene says is total bullshit. Because guess what? If you wanted to extend an olive branch, you would be there to receive her when she does show up, so she won't stay for more than 7 minutes. Because what a way to make your olive branch, your quote-unquote olive branch, not seem sincere than to invite someone and then just not even be there and show that you really don't give a... Like, you don't care about wasting their time, you know?
Yeah.
That, like, what an idiot. Nene's an idiot.
Yeah. So Greg's like, well, I've been talking to Mark. And she's like, oh, geez. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, we're going to do a men's event, giving back to neighborhoods. And she's like, oh, geez. Well, his partner for life is an asshole, whatever she says. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, so she tells us this week's drama, which is that Mark invites Greg to this charity event, and then Kenya posted about the charity event on social media, and she tagged everyone in it, including Greg, but not her. Dun,
dun, dun. Which is classic Kenya Moore passive aggression. So petty and so vile in real life, but so entertaining on TV.
Yeah. She's all mad, Mark and Greg are friends, but she's like, and now they're having a couples night out. I mean, we created couples night.
What?
Didn't you threaten to leave your husband while he had cancer? Like, could you please stop? Like, I'm not with your couples night.
Yeah, and then the scene ends with her still complaining. I mean, who comes to an event and stays 7 minutes? Nene, you are 2.5 hours late to your own damn event. I would leave after 7 minutes also. Shut up.
Yeah, so then we go over to...
Kickball.
Kickball.
It's a big kickball. This actually made me really want to play kickball again. I haven't played in years and years. And West Hollywood has a whole kickball league, but I can't go down that path and play West Hollywood kickball. It's too much.
Why not? They're all so hot. My God, every time I see those
kickball
guys.
They are hot, but it's just, it's like, You know what it is? I think I have like long-standing resentment of me reaching out to gay friends and be like, you want to hang out? And like, sorry, I have kickball. It's like always kickball, which would then tell me maybe I should join kickball, but instead I resent it and I don't want to have anything to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, just for obvious reasons. But yeah, it seems like everybody plays that West Hollywood kickball.
It's like either kickball or dodgeball, and then they get obsessed with it, and then they go out and they drink, and then it's like photos, just like nonstop, kickball, kickball, we won kickball, Kesha came to kickball, oh my god, kickball.
Yeah, those kickball queens love their kickball, you know? Listen, it works out for me, because Sunday afternoons are good days in the bar, because everyone's in like really, really tiny little short shorts.
Oh, I thought it was Thursday. Well, it feels like it's every night of the week. Every night of the week, everyone's always busy. It's like, hey, you want to hang out on Monday? Sorry, kickball. Tuesday, kickball. Wednesday, dodgeball. Thursday, RuPaul. Friday, kickball. I'm like, when is it free? I just am resentful.
Yeah, you need to get in a lovely gay group.
Groups
just don't like me. I've just had to come to understand that.
We're just like outsiders to gay groups. We just have to accept it. We are our own gay group, Ronnie. That's the two of us.
Yeah, we're called extra gay. We're an extra gay group, okay? You're not gay enough to be in our group.
Always outsiders. That's the story of our lives.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Soccarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Arend.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nikila Weber.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano. Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We like her more than a smidge. It's Kelly Cartledge.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
Don't give her a hassle, it's Ariel Castle.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Kelly Stomp, the Stump Master.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
So everybody starts showing up to play kickball. And I don't know. Here's what I wrote. Why do we have to talk about this? That's what I wrote.
I know.
So go ahead. Have fun. I'll support you from the side. I'll be your kickball cheerleader, if you will.
Well, there was like nothing to talk about. I mean, I wrote some notes. I gave notes to be like, well, I should write notes because stuff is happening, but nothing really happened. I mean, Mal showed up in a huge wig. Never seen her in such a big wig. Portia was wearing some sort of yellow asymmetric tartan bodysuit, which was sort of noteworthy. Eva showed up. I was like, you are supposed to be on bed rest, young lady. But she just sat down on the side, you know, and it was just sort of like, it was kickball. It was
Yeah, this was one of those running episodes that reminds me how full of shit I am, because I'm always like, well, listen, you know, housewives don't have to fight every single time for it to be fun. It's still really fun when they don't fight. And I'm so bored. Although it was fun to watch. It's just,
it was
I don't
fun
need
to
talk about it.
There's nothing to say. Although I there's something really fun about watching Candy Burris chase after a big red ball. Because she runs in this sort of way where she's like got like a modified Terminator run. Where you know how like that one Terminator, you know, like Robert Patrick does that like very stiff run with his hands, like his hands go up and down, like up and down, up and down, up and down. Candy does that, but her hands don't go up. They just go side. She flares her fingers out and then does like Terminator run, but her hands stay down by her knees. It's hard to describe, but it's like really endearing.
So Kenya has decided that she's not only taking over this whole episode, she's also going to take over the group trip this year. So she's doing this the smart way because she's planning things with Candy. And they've decided to take everyone to Greece. And that's going to be, you know, embarrassing for us as Americans to watch, I'm sure. Because, you know, that's how Housewives trips are. So I'd just like to say really far in advance, sorry, Greece.
Yeah, I just hope everyone has warned Zeus and Hera about what's about to come down. Because it's going to be rough.
So then we go over to the beginning of the episode where everybody's like, Riley is doing some kind of YouTube video for Child Obesity Month.
Yeah. And Candy's like, see now, Riley, you need to get more riled up, more energy, Riley. And Riley's like, okay, take two. Obesity. Am I right?
Riled up, Riley.
Take three. Obesity.
It's even slower, Riley.
Here to talk about obesity is someone who's been blessed to be skinny. Kayla. Hi, I'm Kayla. I want to introduce my role model, Cynthia's sister, Mal. Hi, I'm Mal. It's just like the slowest NPC video.
Just getting slower and slower and slower. Just like, until we just end up with Robin from Potomac sleeping on a couch. So Eva is doing a pregnancy photo shoot. And then Cynthia is in front of a wall of plastic vines, which means we're at the Hobby Lobby wine cellar.
That's right. She's FaceTiming Mike. She felt kind of bad after their whole argument because she doesn't like to argue. But if they are going to argue, you know what she would want, Ronnie? She would like to know how to do it, you know?
And he's like, Jesus
Christ.
Because
the important thing is how.
Yeah. He's like, Jesus, you hear Michelle Obama say that. Now you think you're Michelle Obama. Just stop. And she's like, well, she did say that. And he's like, well, she's not in our relationship. Get Michelle Obama out of our fucking relationship, all right?
She's like, see, here's the thing. You're arguing with me about Michelle Obama, but I don't want to argue about Michelle Obama. We have to learn how to argue. Stop it! Stop it!
So they
decide they're going to go see a therapist. And Mike actually has someone in mind. Let's see. I wonder if it'll be Dr. Jeff or it'll be the other doctor, the other guy.
Let Dr. Jackie do everything on this show, I say.
Okay. Yeah. Let's let Dr. Jackie do it. So Cynthia's like, I think this is really good because therapists will give us some clarity in terms of how we argue with each other. Stop it, Cynthia! Stop saying that!
She's like, well, I was about to order or add a new appetizer to the menu. It's called Good Argument. Good Argument. Glad we had that together. It can only be eaten by two people at a time.
So then we go over to Mark and Kenya, and they've gone to swim school because, like, God forbid the baby like gets to, you know, 4 months old and doesn't know how to swim. So they are teaching this adorable baby how to swim, and they are like, you know, Mark's in the pool with the baby, and they're doing it's like baby aqua baby or something like that. And it's like, we all came to swim today in the swimming pool. They're all like singing this song, which would honestly like, I would, it's just not very, it's not a Ben friendly song. I'll just say that.
Too simple. It's very, yeah, maybe like, not very like Ben, but it is very Trixie Monocle, you know? We're gonna swim today. Swim. It's very Bravo themed. So the lady's like, okay, well, we're gonna do something called stimulating the ex vada vada. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And so this basically means just dunking your baby into the water until it learns to, you know, not choke on water.
It's secular baptism time.
And Mark's like, well, I'm going to submerge you. How do you like that? She's like, I've been submerged before.
Yeah. I hate that. I hate that he made that joke. I actually really did not like that. I know every couple, people have their own different way of joking or whatever, but I just think that like that kind of joking with a couple in public is so tacky, and it's like annoying for spectators because we're like, are they having an issue? Are they not? Should I feel awkward right now? But I just think it's just, It's just shitty. I don't like that at all.
God, you hate Mark almost as much as Mark hates Kenya.
Never. I could never get to that point. It's almost impossible to reach those depths.
He just hates her guts, basically.
He hates her.
And so then they're sitting with a bottle, and she's like, so I guess we'll get to go home and relax, and then we're going to go meet those other couples. And he's like, like just giving her dirty looks through this whole scene. And he keeps, he's always looking at the door, you know? Like he'll never look at her. He's always staring at the door. Yeah, he won't look at her.
So, they're going to, they're talking about their couple's bowling night. And so Portia and Dennis are going to be coming, Todd and Candy, maybe, Eva's husband, Michael. And basically the whole point of it is that they're going to do couples bowling so that the men can get acquainted before the charity event.
Yeah. Who cares?
It's like a pre, it's just like pre-orientation for high school. Like the pre charity event mixer, like, it's a charity event. You just go do the charity event, you know?
Yes. And then they talk about Greg coming, and Kenya's like, well, I'm not in a good place with Nene. And he's like, well, I want Greg to come, so figure that out. And she tells us, well, Mark likes Greg, so if he wants to invite him, that's fine. But I'm not inviting Nene. I left her out of the invite the same way I left her out of my post.
Yeah. So, which is very petty. But also, by the way, fuck Mark. Because, like, Nene and Kenya have massive beef. Like, you gotta support your wife on this one. I'm sorry. Like, I think it's, you know, fuck him. I think he's such a dick.
Yeah, he is.
He is a dick. So Kenya's like, you know, I feel uncomfortable being in an intimate setting when she's tried to fight me and call me names and curse me out. And Mark's like, yeah, but a lot of people get in people's faces. Doesn't mean they want to fight. I'm like, fuck you, Mark. This is your wife. Your wife is saying she does not feel comfortable with Nene. Whatever you want to say about Kenya, whatever. This is your wife saying this, and you're just going to be like, whatever. Whatever. And then he goes, next Aqua Tots, mommy's going in and she's not coming out. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, you know of a thing called Dateline, right? Where they're going to keep all these clips for later, you fucker.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
She doesn't tell him, but she tells us, I'm your wife, and when I have a problem with someone, you have a problem with someone. Got it? But, of course, she doesn't say that to him. And then we go over to bowling night.
Yeah, now it's the big bowling night. And by the way, I don't think that Kenya is afraid of Mark. I think she's afraid of losing Mark because I think she's holding on to the idea that she can have a family and this whole, like, Cinderella story that she's talked up so much on the show. So if people are like, wow, she's afraid of Mark, it's like, no. She's just, like, afraid that everything she said is going to blow up in her face.
Yeah, because she's Kenya and she's an asshole. Like, there's Kenya, you know, there's Mark is totally wrong. Mark's a total asshole. And I don't think anybody deserves to be emotionally abused, which is what he's doing. But I'm not going to forget that this is still fucking Kenya. Okay? Kenya's an asshole.
But I'm also not going to fucking forget that Mark chose to marry her.
Or vice versa. But
her behavior was like Cynthia's. It was on display for many years. It was out there. It was no secret. He knew what he was getting into.
Well, so did she, probably. Unless his behavior just came out of nowhere. We don't know because he wasn't on the show.
I actually don't know if she knew, necessarily. She probably did, but she looked the other way. But I'm just saying that, like, her behavior is undeniable. Like, it's all out there. It's like you've got, like, thousands, if not millions of people over the years who've commented about her and said how terrible she is and how evil she is. And yes, people might say, but I like her on TV, which is what I say. But everyone agrees it's Kenya. She's like a monster. They even say it on the show. Like, it's out there. And for him to be surprised by that, it's like, that reflects more on you than it does on Kenya.
Well, yeah, it doesn't reflect either well on either one of them, I guess. It doesn't reflect well on either one of them, I guess. They're both dicks. Yeah,
they're both dicks, but like her dickishness is out there, and so if he has a problem with it, like, sorry, it's like, oh, so you decided to buy a 1993 Lincoln Continental, and then it broke down a few days later. Well, am I going to blame the Lincoln Continental?
Yes.
I mean, I might. I'll be like, it's a bad car, but I'm also going to be like, why did you buy that?
Yeah, lemon law. Then we get some more awkwardness with Mark and Kenya. So she's like, you know, this is like a date night for us. We have a nanny. We can sneak in and not let her know we're back. And he's like, yeah, love it. And he's staring at the door, like, won't even look at her. And
she's like, I'm going to play the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game in the corner.
She's like, sexy time for us. And he's like, oh, that's what you call it now? She's like, well, I know what you call it, but this is a public environment. And he goes, you, and then she starts doing him like a caveman. And she's like, you, me, make sex. And he's like, oh, and you, you make too much rough sex. And she's like, yeah, you make too rough sex. Ouch. I'm like, God, this is getting more and more awkward to listen to.
It was awkward and a little confusing. I was having a trouble finding the through line for what they were doing, so I was like,
they were being passive aggressive with each other, and she's saying that he's always talking really nasty, and then he's like, oh, and you're saying that rough sex is always too rough, and wah wah wah, and she's like, yeah, because sex is too rough, like wah. Yeah. It's just
it was weird.
Yeah,
all I knew is it was just like,
my God,
I wasn't totally sure what was happening, but I knew whatever was happening was not going to be adding to the foundation of their marriage.
Yeah. Well, that's for sure.
No.
So Dennis and Portia and Dennis arrive.
Speaking of happily ever after. So they arrive, and Dennis is, the whole thing is like, oh, Dennis is from Detroit also. And he tells Mark, yeah, if you ever need a tip on how to handle a Detroit woman, call me. I'm like... And then Mark goes, yeah, where were you 2 years ago? I'm like, you know, both of you guys just, like, throw yourselves down the bowling alley, okay? And, like, not go down the gutter. Just there's a gutter on both sides of the alley. Each of one of you guys, take the gutter, go down there.
Yeah, Dennis is like, yeah, you know, Detroit women are really tough, you know. You can call a few. I know there's a number right under my elbow skin, and then there are two names. One's under my pec and one's under my back.
Seriously. Yeah, like, it. I mean, like, I know it was just joking, but it still grossed me. I was like, both of you guys are such fuckers. Be quiet. Be quiet. So then Eva shows up, ready to bowl. I'm like, my bed rest anger was through the chart. I was like, you modeled, you went to kickball, now you're at bowling. This is... I don't want to have to sit through the scene where you're like, the baby's come early, who knew? I'm like, get on that bed. What a gift to be told you get to be in bed. What a gift.
I know. You get to miss Kenya's bowling night, okay? I'm sure everybody wants to be in your position right now. Go to bed.
She just doesn't want to get fired off the show. I mean, I think it's pretty clear. And you know what? And then on that, but then when you say it that way, I'm like, you know what? I respect her.
Yeah,
I
she's coming to work.
She's like, I'm going
to
show up. She's coming to work.
So then Portia's like, well, we can't start bowling. Where's Nene? Where's Marlo? Where's Tanya? And Kenya's like, oh, I didn't invite any of those hookers. Like, why would I? And she's like, but I thought it was a meeting before the charity event.
Yeah.
And Kenya's like, well, Tanya was invited. And Candy jumps in and she's like, well, you told her she couldn't come without Paul, so she didn't come. And then we get a clip of Kenya saying, oh, sorry, it's just for couples only.
Meanwhile, Eva's there. You know, all these, like, half couples are there. Cynthia's there without Jahil. Like, you know, classic shady Kenya.
Yeah. And Mark points that out. He's like, well, then why is Cynthia here?
Yeah. And Mark is like, yeah, I don't know why she said that. How is Cynthia here? I mean, you're the one who said couples. I said anyone can show up, basically throwing his wife under the bus in front of everyone. And then the producer's like, ask Portia, like, would Dennis ever throw you under the bus? I mean, aside from, you know, cheating. And she's like, no, Dennis is gang gang. You know, he'd be like, whatever you say, I say. You know, I'd be like, I don't like her. He'd be like, yep, you know?
And then cheat on you multiple times.
And then cheat on you.
Yeah.
We should also mention, by the way, that they did have to come up with bowling names to put on the screen. And when Kenya asked Cynthia what her bowling name would be, she goes, Chill. It's like, oh, God.
Team Chill. So Eva's like, but you didn't invite Nene? And Mark's like, well, Greg's been reaching out to me via text. And, you know, I'm cool with Nene. I knew Greg from before, so I'm cool with him.
Yeah. And then and Kenya's like, see, no, Riley, I don't know why Mark is expecting everyone to put their differences to the side when his own wife is not putting her differences to the side.
And also tattles about Kenya not tagging Mimi. So Porsche is like, well, Eva, I'm glad you came, even though your man can't. And then Cynthia joins them to talk. And Eva's like, wow, did you guys see Mark just shut Kenya down? That was crazy. And they're like, yeah, damn. And Porsche's like, yeah, she just falls back. And then Candy comes over and she's like, Mark doesn't play. He's not down with her shenanigans.
Yeah. Well, I think she even, I could be wrong, but I think she even said Mark doesn't play nice, which is even more like, whoa. And Porsche then tells Kenya, like, you know what? We're doing a charity event, and like in the whole essence of charity, you should have invited Tanya to this bowling thing tonight. You know, like you guys liked each other and something unfortunate happened. And Kenya's like, nothing unfortunate happened. Ah! And Portia's like, yeah, you call my friend to cut fitness. That's pretty unfortunate.
Yeah. And she's like, well, to Tanya, that's the worst thing in the world to be called. And Kenya's like, oh, stay in your own fights. Okay. Just stop. And it's like, you can put your finger down at me. But, you know, then they just go back to bowling.
I like Kenya telling Porsche to stay, like basically stay in your own bowling alley lane. She's like, you know, stay out. Like, why are you fighting Tanya's fight? Even though Kenya's the one who got all involved with the cookie lady, which has nothing to do with her.
Yeah, that is Kenya. That's Kenya for you.
Mm-hmm.
So Kenya wins bowling.
Which, yeah, she actually just won world. She just cured world hunger when she gets that strike. She is like dancing up and down, like rubbing her boobs in people's faces, doing cheers.
Yeah, and Portia's like, "Well, what did we win?" And Mark's like, "Listen, we don't want your money. We want your time. The whole purpose is to talk about the event, and I'd love for you guys to speak to the guys that are coming and be role models and blah blah blah." And Kenya's like, "Yeah, I'm glad he's trying to be more involved in Atlantic because that's a plus for me because he's looking for a future here and not in New York."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which I don't know.
So, yeah. So
I don't know how this is going to work out.
Yeah. So Kenya, so they're talking about, you know, this whole this controversy with the IG tag and everything. And Candy basically tells Kenya, you know what? You should invite Nini since Greg is invited, and you should be the one to do it because otherwise Nini's going to be all like, oh, about the IG tag. It's going to be a whole thing. And Portia's like, yeah, I mean, you said, cause Kenya's like, no. And Portia's like, you know, like, this is, like, put the bullshit aside. Like, you promised you put the bullshit aside, et cetera, et cetera. Like, you got to do this.
Yeah, and she's like, well, Mark's the one who wants him to come. And she goes, we had a conversation earlier today about the couple thing. And Mark's like, you know what, Kenya? Let's just rein it in. Let's just rein it in, Ken. Let's rein it in, Ken. Yeah.
Rein it in, Ken. Rein it in, Ken. Which is, he was, like, being, like, very mansplaining and condescending, of course.
And Portia's like, wait a minute. Who's Ken? And then Eva says, damn, Mark, he says Ken, and she quiets right down. Then.
Yeah, even the screen just, like, stops and then just, like, says Ken and points to Kenya, who's looking at Mark like, you fucking asshole. Fine.
Yeah. And Portia's like, well, we reached out to each other for events, you know. The other day she reached out to Kenya for her event. And Kenya's like, I went to her event. She didn't come to my event. And Mark's like, oh my god, it's not about your events, okay? And she says, yeah, but I was a bigger person in that situation. And Candy says, yeah, but then, you know, that wasn't a thing where she posted an invite and didn't tag you. And Kenya's like, well, I did that after.
And so they're talking about
watch. It's like watching, it really is like children fighting. Like, she started it. She did it first. It's like, you're both grounded. Shut up. I'm putting it's you both in because the trunk until we get there, okay?
And it's also annoying because Kenya has, she actually comes into this situation with a higher ground. She went to Nini's event, and Nini went two and a half hours late and is acting like Kenya did the most egregious thing when it was Nini who was the vile hostess. But now Kenya is squandering all that, I don't know, almost some sort of capital, some sort of friendship capital. I don't know what it is.
They're both exhausting. They're both tired and exhausting.
With this. Yeah, exactly. And then Mark keeps on, you know, so Portia at one point is pretty funny because she's talking about how, you know, they keep talking, Kenya and Mark keep talking about, like, is it my event, is our event, whatever. And Portia's like, you're married. You don't have an event of your own, okay? This is, you're like a wife now. Like, she's a wife, okay? Not just a girlfriend, okay? And I know, like, she's the neck and he's the head, but, like, damn, he also seems like he's the whole motherfucking body, you know?
Yeah, Mark's like, one second, true. Ken. One second. Just 1 second, Ken. And Percy goes, they're going to have a talk at home. I can tell the way he's talking about things.
Yeah.
I love that they're all just calling it out.
Yeah, so then Nene and Greg walk up, and so what's hilarious about this, and also sort of aggravating, is Nene comes in all dancing and happy and hugging, because she's playing up this whole thing, like, I'm the bigger person, and she knows it's going to annoy Kenya, and she knows that she has Mark at her back and Greg, and so that Kenya can't say anything, so she comes in and like, oh, hi, I'm fun Nene. I'm going to be nice to everyone. I'm going to be sweet to everyone. And I'm just a great person. And on the one hand, it was hilarious because she's totally fucking with Kenya. But on the other hand, it was just like, fuck you, Nene. You were 2.5 hours late to your stupid lunch.
And she's also in a turban, like a Gloria Swanson turban. And Gloria Swanson is like the epitome of over the hill, past their prime, like exhausted movie characters. Yeah. Like, that's the whole point. I was like, oh, here she comes. And she's coming in, of course, hours late, as usual. Yeah.
On top of everything else, like after all the bowling is done.
Yes. So yeah, she's like, Kenya Moore. Oh wow, look at those tits, Kenya. And Kenya's mm-hmm. like, oh geez, she's just trying to ignore her and swiping on her phone. And yeah. So Greg and Nene are talking to Mark, and he's like, well, I just have to tell you that, you know, as far as your event goes, I can't go anywhere that my wife is not invited. And Mark's like, but she is invited. And he goes, no, she's not. She's not on the Instagram post. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. And then and Kenya's right there, too. And so Mark is like, well, listen, we're going to shelve all this nonsense for Tuesday, and I would never divide a couple. I want you guys to be there. And Kenya agrees. Right, Kenya? And she's like, I agree. And it was like funny that like Kenya was put in this place, but at the same time, it was just so obnoxious of Mark to do that, you know, so passive aggressive, and I rubbed me the wrong way.
You know, but at the same time, like, how much of it do you have to take of your partner just starting shit and always trying to start fights everywhere you go? You know, I don't think you should automatically be forced to take that. You know, it's ridiculous. Like, Kenya's not even...
He chose her.
I don't know. It's hard because, obviously, this guy's an asshole, but Kenya's such an asshole, too, that I can't just, like, come all the way down on her side. And that's really sad. That's how bad Kenya is. That a guy is this much of a fucking monster. And I'm like, well,
I don't know. But... I think it's. I have the sort of a different take on it, which is that just shows how much of a monster this guy is that I'm willing to exonerate Kenya. That's my flip of it, you know? I just think that, like, yeah, she does, like, stupid, stupid, petty things. But I think ultimately she made it very clear several times that she doesn't want them there, and Mark still went ahead and invited. So then she retaliates by doing this really, really passive aggressive thing by only tagging Greg, which, by the way, lol that this is such a thing. Like, oh,
well,
Greg
she agreed, but she agreed that she would invite Nene to that event. She just went and didn't tag Nene to keep shit going. You know, he's just like, can I have a decent fucking event? My God. Like, we agree that you're going to let Nene come to the event, but not bowling night or whatever the hell it is. But then you're going to not tag her and keep this shit going. You know, it's just stupid.
No, I think that he's a huge dick.
Huge well, yeah, dick. Of course he is. Yeah.
But I think that also he does it. It's I see what you're saying, but he still executes that in a way where he is putting his wife down in public and makes her look shitty in public. And I don't know.
Well,
like,
she
I
makes
think
him
that
look petty in public by doing shit like that, by saying, okay, we'll invite Nene, but I'm going to publicly humiliate her by not tagging her on purpose. You know? So they're going at each other. It's like I cannot pick a side in this, because it's like two horrible people being horrible people. And I think they fucking deserve each other. And they're both terrible.
I think that they're definitely two horrible people going at each other. I just think that, like, I think that he is more of the offender, because this is the culmination of so many times when he's done this shit. Like, he's always being so obnoxious to her like in front of her friends or whatever. And I just don't think, I think in terms of like a husband and wife relationship, I just think that's like bullshit. And I think that she's a piece of work, but he is.
Yeah. They both suck. I'm staying on my side. They both suck.
Okay. That's fine.
I'm not moving.
It's really not worth
losing
any sleep over.
Yeah. I'm staying firmly in my, they both suck.
Listen, I think we all agree on that point. That's one thing that unites all of America. They both suck.
Yeah, they both suck.
But I'd rather see her on my TV than him. How about that?
Yeah, I don't want him on my TV. I don't want her on my TV either. See,
I want her on my TV. I don't want him. I want her on my TV a lot.
So anyway, he's talking to, they're both, you know, Kenya's standing there, but he's basically talking to both Needy and Greg. And they're watching, all the girls are watching Kenya just sit there silently. And Candy's like, God, when she's with him, she's an angel. And when she's with us, she's hell on wheels, you know? So they're all noticing this. And mm-hmm. Mark is like, can we just put the ego away? And Nini's like, of course. You know, like acting like,
yeah,
this was never her.
And then she gives Kenya a hug. She's like, thank you. I really appreciate it, Kenya. Is there an issue? Is there an issue? Because I don't have an issue. I just want you to know that I don't have an issue. Do you have an issue? It was so mean, girl.
And Kenya's like, we can talk another time, okay? We can talk when my dad's not here.
Yeah.
And Nini's like, well, I just want you to know I don't have any issues, okay? Kenya's like, nice try. I'll still yell at you later. So
yeah,
you just
exactly.
Wait for that.
Nini being so fake. And that's where it ended.
Kenya is over talking to Mark, and she's pissed. And she goes, well, you got everything you wanted. You got the whole family to come together. And he's like, oh, no, I got what we wanted. We're a team.
Oh, yeah. A terrible, terrible team that never makes the playoffs.
Yep.
Well, and that was the end of that. Next week, it looks like maybe Kenya and Mark, it's finally going to end. Who knows? I mean, we do know it ends in real life, although she did post a picture of Mark with the baby on Instagram last week. I don't even know. I can't keep track. I guess I'll just have to keep watching, you know?
Yep. And keep watching. We will.
Yep, we'll be back. We'll be back on our next episode to recap the latest on Shaws of Sunset, which is also having lots of acrimony. And again, if you want to come see us in Salt Lake City, that's a few weeks away. WatchWhatCrappens.com. And then big cities, we're going to Boston, D.C. We got this big Charleston show coming up. These are like big, big shows with big, big theaters. So come get your tickets at WatchWhatCrappens.com. And we'll see you there. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.